You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Show Bart Scott, please. Don't just show me the whole time.
No, you the star.
Can we get...
You the star, Husky Eyes.
Cut to... There it is. Cut to the two shot. There we are, together again in studio, having some fun.
It's about that time.
Nothing better than driving 2 hours in the pouring rain in New York City.
It's nothing like a commute when it's like the first rain in a long time. My lawn thanks, New York.
Oh, my God. Well, we needed it badly. The drought has been... And the Northeast has been really bad. So yes, it's certainly needed, but why now? Like,
And the football drought is almost over.
3 days?
We're getting a little sprinkles.
2 days, actually. Well, 3 days from now, right?
I do not believe that ABC, our company,
yeah,
led with Georgia Tech and Clemson.
That was last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need a spicy nugget. We needed a good game.
We had a couple of good games.
No, we should have saved one for primetime, Labor Day.
What was Saturday night? Was Notre Dame...
Yeah.
Florida State, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was some ending.
Came down to the wire.
And, I know there were some ugly games, too. Well, that LSU game was also a little wild, too. But, no, that's what it was. It was LSU and Florida
LSU
State.
Yeah.
I'm all over the map right now.
I'm here for my family.
If you're Oregon, though.
they were trolling, yeah.
Oh, they were killing Brian Kelly. Killing him.
No fake accents here.
you knew that was
cool. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
They couldn't wait to. That just lets you know everybody else in the South took offense
to
that.
They beat the accent right out of him after the game.
He's like, hey, I told you.
It's wild, man.
Football always kicks it off, man. I'm just so happy that, Labor Day, a day off, we get to come back. And it's almost here, man. It's almost Rams and Bills. I mean, what a way to open it up.
Yes.
A lot to live up to, though.
You got a team that won the Super Bowl and a team people think could win the Super Bowl. Both teams that could be back in the Super Bowl. It's a great matchup, a great way to start it off. And that, of course, will be Thursday night. And on Thursday, Bart and I will be in the heart of New York City, not here in the studio, but actually in Times Square, doing our show live for anybody in the New York area that wants to come hang out with us. That's where we'll be, at Margaritaville. That'll be a lot of fun. And then, we see if we can kick off the world tour that we've been trying to push.
World tour with my man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call in line. Give us a call at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, as Brian Kelly would say. The one fans deserve.
My family.
He'll never live that one down. This is not part of 6 straight hours of broadcasting for you. Friday was. Today you did. Did you do an hour or two of Get Up?
No, I did. I did 2 hours of Get Up, and then I did a splash.
Full 2 hours of Get Up,
and then a splash of First Take.
That's what it was. It was
First Take. Yeah.
Forgot which one. You just kind of just made an appearance.
Just a little tease. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just a little something.
Yeah. Just go out
and
there.
And then you just what was the deal there? Usually First Take, you're stuck there the whole way.
Yeah. You know, it's emergency. They called me out the bullpen. You know what I'm saying? They hit me with the Diaz.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Help close the first segment out.
They played Narco if you can come in and
exactly
help them out. Did we have like the dopey plastic trumpets and stuff too or no?
Okay, now you want to talk all this crap because Judge went for 54. But I tell you what, you still cause for concern there. I'm a little concerned with my Mets, man. That's one game lead.
Teams, the divisions are slipping away, but for both teams, it's a different mechanism, the way it's happening, but it is happening certainly for both. But, we do have some, again, in the NFL, we do have some news on the front in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, we kind of knew it was going to be Mitchell Trubisky. You don't trade for a guy like this. I mean, not trade, sign for a guy like this. Bring him in. I know it's short term.
Not give him an opportunity.
Yeah, and he's a vet, too. Like, at least that's the way you go.
Well,
it is interesting that Kenny Pickett becomes the number two when the depth chart from
this was just announced.
Yeah, this was just announced.
Oh.
We'll get you to sound directly from
that was the big
Mike
move.
Tomlin. But at noon, he was going to make that announcement, and I believe, and then Stosh just told me this as we were going to air, so I hope I'm getting it right. But
yeah, why is this
Mason Rudolph was slid now to QB3.
Yeah, so what's significant is Mason Rudolph, you can put him on a practice squad,
yep.
but then that also makes him vulnerable for somebody to pick him up. Don't be looking at me like that. He was a backup quarterback. Like, I mean, it's a lot of.
I understand.
He shouldn't be a horrible backup quarterback. I mean, you can do worse than having him as your backup. I mean, not too much worse, but you can do a little worse. I can think of somebody. You know,
I'll give you a minute if you want.
Yeah.
But still, you know, like, so is it settled in Pittsburgh or not? It probably feels like it's settled for. Is that a four now? Pittsburgh's quarterback situation is a tenuous one at best, right?
It's fluid.
Fluid.
Right. So you talk about, listen, you want to give the best guy the best opportunity to win. You want to give the veteran the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
He has played. I think he went to a playoff game with the Bears before. And so he's a veteran. You also want to lean on his athleticism. Not saying that Kenny Pickett is not athletic, but Mitchell Trubisky is really known for being able to run with that bad offensive line. That's a plus. You want somebody with those type of attributes to be able to extend plays and to avoid early pressure. And you can have some design runs. The good thing about Mitch Trubisky, you know that he's not the future, so you can run him to the ground. Like, you can expose him. You can put him in quarterback runs. He can do the quarterback lead draws and all that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you're throwing him out with the yesterday's trash.
You want to see exactly what he can be, right? Like, for him, it's the opportunity and maybe one of the last ones for him to kind of, like, say, I can be a starter. You know, we forget, and yes, I know the defense in Chicago was really the reason why they were a playoff team, but he still was part of success at some point, right, until they just gave up
on him. He's still young. You don't want to give up on him. They gave up on him because they didn't want to have to pick up his option and give him that type of contract. You don't have to give up on him in Pittsburgh because you're not paying him that much money. So who cares?
They wanted to reset things anyway and try to save jobs there, and it didn't work out. But
I wonder if they regret it, though. I wonder if they regret taking
Chicago?
No. Pittsburgh. I wonder if they regret taking Kenny Pickett, knowing what's coming down the pipeline next year with three quarterbacks, and they decided to take a first-round quarterback. So you're tied to Kenny Pickett for at least 4 years. Right? So you're tied to him for 4 years. You could have had an opportunity, a rare opportunity, to have a down year, which they're still going to have a down year. I don't see them as a playoff team, but they will be in striking distance to get a better quarterback next year than what Kenny Pickett is. I think that CJ Stroud, Bryce Young are better quarterbacks, and you had an opportunity to move up and give up future assets and maybe trade a player to get up to get, you know, what we believe is a better chance at a franchise quarterback. Kenny Pickett is still a huge question mark.
It is for you a huge question mark.
We don't know where he is.
I find it very unique in that situation because you would think they probably know him better than anybody because he was pretty much in the same facility at Pitt, right? And any questions you might have had about him, I mean, it's right there. You're basically walking across a hallway, literally.
And asks his head coaches and evaluates.
Exactly. Like, it's almost like they have a better feel for him just based on that. That they would think, you know what? No, this is a guy that I think fits the way we want to play and all that stuff. I mean, they're certainly going to have a lot of support. I mean, they found
Ben in the Miami of Ohio. So I'm not saying that, you know, he's not coming from a place with the pedigree. I mean, hell, that's where Dan Marino came from. But I just don't know if I would have took that chance. I'd much rather got a, you know, where they were, they could have got an outstanding football player. Remember, this draft was full of non-quarterback stars.
Of a lot of skill positions, yes.
Now, I just don't know if next year, you know, they're going to be going around saying, hey, man, I wish we would have waited. You know, with the season we had, we could have got us a better pick and a great player because next year you have to get the best player available and you may be passing on a great quarterback.
But you're also kind of punting, right? You're punting forward a little bit. First of all, their defense and who they are tells me that they probably won't be in the place to take one of the top quarterbacks anyway. Just who they are doesn't put them in like the top five, right? So you're asking them to be something that they're not used to being, which is a team that is trying to lose. You are essentially saying tank to get a better quarterback. They feel like they've got a good one, and now they've got him in-house already. They don't have to start him right away, and who knows by the end of the season if he gets some reps and they go, you know what? All right, we got our guy.
But remember, right? Like we're saying that the Bears are going to be bad. They're not going to take a quarterback. We're talking about Jacksonville may be bad. They're not going to take a quarterback. Let's say the Jets are bad. They're not going to take a quarterback.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Pretty. Like, you worry about the Giants,
yes.
Right? You worry about potentially about Miami, right?
Houston.
We worry about Philadelphia, maybe, and Houston. Simply because if Jalen Hurts or Tua Tagovailoa isn't the truth, Philadelphia has the ammunition to move up.
Okay.
But Pittsburgh would have been about maybe, let's say they have a bad year, and they're picking in the top 10, or maybe 11th. If you got two teams above you that don't need quarterbacks, then that's not that far to jump.
Okay, you know, it's a good question of several that we should get into with Jeff Saturday, who's going to join us here in just a couple minutes. You spent some time this morning with him on Get Up, so he'll join us here in just a few seconds. But first, Bart, you ready for this? Some body armor?
They sent me some good juice.
I see that.
This football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you at the top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drinks, more than just the sports drinks. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of 21 years and older.
My family.
My family. Listen, Jeff Saturday was all jacked about Mountain Dew. He was giving out his pancake award.
One of my favorite segments.
Yeah. I just don't like the celebration of depleting defensive
players. I can understand why.
I feel like we need to have something else. Like, we need, if he got pancakes, we need flapjacks. We need some flapjacks when we decleat some of these long stiff arms on some of these linemen. Because I feel like we need to balance this thing out, Jeff Saturday.
Jeff, what say you? Right now.
Yeah, you listen, y'all get enough attention, bro. Y'all are all y'all want is more attention, bro. We're trying to give some love to some big boys who are just dispensing justice, showing people good guys win in life. Like, that's what we do, Bart. You know what I mean? We don't need to see the villain win more. Mm. That's enough, bro. We've seen it. All y'all want is attention. Pointing to the back of your jersey, doing all those kind of things, flexing, want to have your own dances. We ain't about that action, Bart. We just want to bring the noise and then be highlighted by the fellow offensive lineman just showing the love to the world. That's what we do.
See, I'm going to suggest a segment for us, and it's going to be we're going to bring back the John Madden telestrator. We're going to point out all the segalite and rolls on the side. We're going to point out the pancakes. We're going to point out the pancakes.
Body shaming offensive linemen, is that what we're going to do?
Stop body shaming.
Don't body shame. That's so wrong.
Well, you look great now, man. I mean, got me nervous.
You do have the counter, though, to the pancake segment. Because it's when Marcus Spears, right, when Swagoo comes on and he has, right, you need new security.
Ah, okay, got it.
And he's talking about offensive linemen that are not doing a good job protecting their quarterback.
See,
a bunch of that is like tight ends within, you know, running backs can't block somebody. Let's not just attribute all of Marcus Spears' hate to the offensive line. He's very select in what he's trying to do. Blitzes that are unblocked.
See,
like, we're not just going to go ahead and sign all offensive line.
It's always the tight end.
On every defensive end highlight tape features a tight end.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, the news is just beginning the show here, Jeff, that Bart and I were kind of going back and forth with, and I'd love to get your take on this, is the Steelers and them deciding that, okay, so we kind of knew it would be Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, they made him captain. So we knew it would be him at QB1, but interestingly enough, last week's depth chart had Mason Rudolph at 2, and then Kenny Pickett, the rookie, at 3. This suddenly today, Kenny Pickett is now 2, and Mason Rudolph is 3. And Bart's thought is, okay, yeah, you're going to play Trubisky right now because you want to see what he can be. But he's thinking that maybe they'll regret not waiting a year and to go into next year's quarterback draft where they might be able to get a higher skilled option, you know, for the future. Do you see Pickett as like the future of this franchise, or is there still a big question mark there?
No, I do. I would tell you that I think their idea of what Kenny Pickett is to be, I'm not going to compare him to Ben Roethlisberger, but to be a, you know, 10-year starter, 9-year starter, whatever it is, a long career in the NFL. That's their hopes when they drafted him, is to come in and be that. I don't think he is there. I know everybody wants to compare, like, preseason numbers and he and Trubisky. Let me just tell you something. The difference between the first series of a preseason game and the rest of the game is enormous. So, you know, I'm not buying into all of that yet. I think Trubisky is definitely the right guy for the job. keep him going, and then let Pickett develop and let him continue to get better. I think the whole Rudolph thing was just trade incentive, trying to get somebody to reach up and grab him or do something. But as I look at all of these things, I think it's laying out extremely well for the Steelers. I think Trubisky should be your guy. They'll have a good defense. They'll have they have some skill guys on the outside. They got a good running back, but their offensive line is going to be ugly. Trubisky's going to run for his life a little bit, but I think he gives you the best chance to win and potentially stay in a playoff hunt. Don't know if you quite get there. And then as you begin to develop Pickett for the future, I think he steps into a much better situation.
Do you believe that this will be Mike Tomlin's first losing season of his head coaching career?
Ooh, it's close. Listen, I think this is a 500 team. I would tell you their defense, if everybody stays healthy on their defense, I could see them still having a winning record. Now, that does not mean you're going to make the playoffs, but I could see them doing enough to get to that 9-8 number and keeping that winning season, that streak. But this is... This offensive line gives me concern. And listen, this is from an offense that got rid of the ball, I think, fastest in the NFL last year. And Roethlisberger still got hit and rocked. it's going to look different, but it ain't going to look that different. And so there is definite concern from my perspective when it comes to that.
Yeah, offensive line's concern, really. It always is, in the beginning of a season, which team has one, which team doesn't, and how it's going to affect the quarterback. And one place that I don't think we've talked enough about when it comes to that concern is up in New England. And the way that offense has looked in the preseason, some concerns early in the preseason about it, there's still an expectation, well, Mac Jones had a good rookie year, he'll be fine, he'll be okay. What Bart has said, he doesn't think the Patriots are going to make the playoffs. Jeff Saturday, what do you say about what you think New England is going to be?
I agree. I agree. I don't think they are. And here's kind of the issue, and I know I'm going to get to, like, football 301 here, but when you start talking about the offensive line and making these adjustments to a zone style team away from a gap style blocking team, that dictates some athleticism that's different than from one scheme to another. And so, offensive linemen now are moving lateral instead of coming off the ball and putting a bunch of double teams on guys. And here's the other part, that it requires a significant skill set in teaching that scheme. And so if your coordinator is not well versed in what he's trying to get accomplished in this scheme, it's not like just going, hey, we're going to run the zone, we're not going to run the gap now. Like, the devil's in the details of this thing. And so I have great concern that what the Patriots are trying to get accomplished, this will not be on Mac Jones. If they don't make the playoffs, it's not going to be because Mac Jones can't carry them to the playoffs. It's going to be because who on their offense scares you? I mean, they've got a ton of money invested in their tight ends, but no receiver. What is it? Parker is
Bourne.
Is it going to be their
Bourne.
One, I guess?
Up in Bourne or Kevin Bourne, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just shows me concern. So as I look at this football team, I know if you're a Patriots fan, you're hoping that the defense can carry you, but I don't see them carrying them to the AFC playoffs.
Do you think that the fact that they're going down there on Tuesday is an admission to Bill that he's a little nervous? But also, is this a plan that could blow up in their face when you talk about having young men being exposed to South Beach for a whole week before a game, talking about hydration?
Yeah, I am not a if there were one place I was going to go early, it would not be to South Beach, Miami, right? And so I don't know if they're going to have, like, if they're going to have curfews the entire week, because usually you're going home every day. So guys have, like, a typical structure of what they do. They work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Some guys may go out on Thursday or whatever, because, again, you're talking about 21, 22, 23-year-old men. So I don't know what the rules are going to be. I have no idea. But to your point, if I were going to go somewhere early, probably not the place I'm going to pick. Or I'm going to keep you so far away from South Beach, we're going to be a couple hours from that location where it's just you can't do it in the time that you're allotting. So it is definitely a concern. I'm with you. And I'm not sure you'll be nearly as prepared as you are dehydrated if your guys don't follow what's going on down there.
And I wonder if we can get a prop bet, like, going, like the over-under, that somebody from there calls home and tell their girlfriend they ain't coming home no more. Miami on the phone. Yeah. Ain't coming home no more.
I will say this, Bart. Bart, you heard me on that. Like, I do think, like, one of the worst performances in Colts history, we went to Miami to play the Dolphins. I can't remember what night it was, but my man Edgerrin, you know, he's from Miami. And let's just say, a lot of my teammates, I think we got blown out. Some of my teammates did not make it back in time. Let's just put it that way. So we weren't the most focused football team that we had ever been. So South Beach has defeated more than one opponent in NFL history.
You know, I hear this all the time, but the Dolphins haven't won a Super Bowl, you know, in 50 years. So how much of an impact can it really have? But I know this early in the season,
Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, you got to tip your hat.
That's a fair point. But this early in the season, yes, it certainly can have that impact. And I am like, Jeff, don't you think that Bill Belichick's going to have them somewhere miserable? He's not going to have them down in the heart of South Beach.
All you got to do is swipe. But they're going to be swiping left and right. They're gonna be on the menu. Trust me, it's gonna be some guys on the menu.
Oh man,
it's just not good. It's not ideal.
Let's just.
I'm not a fan.
Well, we'll see. We'll know in the first quarter.
I'd have stayed in New England.
We will know in the first quarter. Hey Jeff, though, what we also will know first quarter on Sunday is Lamar Jackson, and if he'll be playing out his contract, or if he'll be playing under a new contract extension. It doesn't sound like he's going to have this extension. I'd love to get your offensive lineman perspective on this. When you know you've got that kind of commodity, that you're protecting, and he's dealing with the contract thing that he's dealing with, although he hasn't really made it a team thing, right? Clearly, he's going to play. Is there like a little part of you that feels responsible? You always feel responsible. I don't know if this is a really smart question, but does it add any pressure to the Ravens offensive lineman to know, man, I can't let this guy get hurt?
Bro, you are giving everything you got and then some to keep this guy vertical. Like, you understand what's on the line, and it's not just for his financial security or his contract or whatever, but it's for your season as well, understanding that your team goes as he goes. Like, your offense is predicated on him being successful. And you don't want to be the weak link, right? Like, you don't want your name attached to, you know, as Bart was just saying, like, I put some pancakes up. It's usually we're getting bashed on TV for something we did wrong. Yeah. So the negative definitely outweighs the positive when you're talking about offensive line, and you don't want to be the guy that threw a Nolan Ryan, you know, which is a no hitter, and whipped the guy, and all of a sudden you're trying to pick up Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? Like you are absolutely. There is definite emphasis added to keep my man vertical and let's win some ball games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Jeff, love talking to you. Thanks so much for the time.
You guys are the best. Have a great one.
All right, you got it, Jeff Saturday, one of the best we have here, ESPN NFL. Analysts. All right, coming up next, we got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And so, NFL executives have told Jeremy Fowler who they think will win certain awards. We'll take those results and play a little blitz or prevent with Bart. Coming up next, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn. Here we go. This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming, sack, fumble.
Or prevent.
Hahn, what a catch.
Bart.
Blitzer Prevent time. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're coming to you live from the Seaport Dish at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. A little rainy day here at the pier, but it's good to be back together again in studio. So, Jeremy Fowler, each year, you know, likes to, you poll all the executives in the league, and you just get their opinion on who the executives of the league think will win certain awards. So, what I want to do with you today, Bart, is we're going to play the game this way. Who the executives pick for MVP, etc.
Who should they pick?
And then if you agree with it, you blitz it.
Okay.
If you disagree, prevent.
Fair
Makes
enough.
Sense, right?
Makes total sense.
Is that the way we should do it?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do it this way then. The MVP, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback, blitz or prevent?
All right, I'm a prevent. I can make an argument, but that's a good pick. I'm not going to hate him.
It's one you would go with. All right, yeah. Some others that were brought up, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson.
Three times in a row. No.
Tom Brady, okay. Offensive player of the year.
Ooh.
Now, this is kind of weird.
Spicy nut nut.
Because
who's he a quarterback?
Justin Herbert or Ja'Marr Chase.
Hold up. Ja'Marr Chase ain't even put in the top 20. Blitz that. Blitz that.
Go.
No, I mean, listen. First of all, how is it going to be Ja'Marr Chase? So if it's Ja'Marr Chase, then that means that Joe Burrow had a monster season. I just don't see. I don't see that one.
How does it? Wait, can I ask this though? If Josh Allen wins MVP, doesn't it kind of make him the de facto offensive player of the year?
Yeah, like well? Yeah, you don't
like,
make both.
Isn't that weird? Like,
yeah.
Herbert gets offensive player of the year, but Josh, yeah. Like that. So that's what I don't get.
That's why usually it goes to a running back. Last year, yeah. A guy who had tremendous momentum
wide
was Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah,
right, because they add up the touchdowns. Matty Ice there. Yeah, Matty Ice is going to make sure that if you put that eighth man in a box,
mm-hmm.
he's going to make you pay. So, I mean, you should get some light boxes. I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor.
Okay, Jonathan Taylor is on the list of other names creating buzz. Justin Jefferson, Derrick Henry, of course, yeah. Joe Burrow, you mentioned, Cooper Kupp.
You know why Justin Jefferson? You know why Justin Jefferson is there? Because they saw that offense with Cooper Kupp, and he should be the Cooper Kupp of that offense.
Interesting.
He should get a lot of targets and be able to get a lot of wide-open one-on-one matchups with that same type of Sean McVay system.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Kevin O'Connell.
Defensive player of the year, Myles Garrett, Blitzer Prevent.
You know what's crazy? As soon as you said defense player of the year, I was like, it's about time for Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
But, man, I just don't know.
Blitzer Prevent.
Are
you with it or against it?
Prevent. I'm kind of with that. I'm with that.
You're with that.
I'm with that. I don't know why his name popped up in my head. I think we got fatigue with Aaron Donald, and I think
TJ Watt. Yeah. You know, Bosa. What about Parsons? Could Parsons be on that list?
Nah,
you're not feeling that.
I just don't think he's going to have the productivity he had last year. No Randy Gregory.
Okay.
I think people are going to game plan for him.
Let's keep it rolling. Okay. Barton Hahn, we're doing Blitzer Prevent with who the executives have chosen for all the different awards. Jeremy Fowler has done a poll of the executives, and they've picked all the different award winners. And Bart's letting us know if he agrees or disagrees. So now we go to the rookies.
Uh-huh.
Offensive Rookie of the Year. This
Blitz.
Is a... I didn't even say it.
I already know they hating. They sleeping. I already know they sleeping.
I didn't even say the name.
Blitz.
You're blitzing. You don't even know the name. I think it's very interesting.
Blitz.
Especially with today's news. Kenny Pickett.
Blitz. He ain't even gonna play.
Oh, I know why. Because I know who you're picking.
Yes.
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Breece Hall. Breece Hall gonna get her done. He gonna get a lot of carries, and this, like I said before, he's gonna be everything that Saquon Barkley was supposed to be. Saquon Barkley, we don't know how great he was. He didn't live up to expectations because of his health.
Well, his rookie year, he did.
Yeah, but I'm talking about because of his health. So he's had two seasons in a row where he has.
But you're saying Breece Hall with the Jets could have the same rookie year impact that Saquon Barkley had with the Giants,
and I think it's gonna be sustained. This dude is a beast. Should have been the first. He should have been the first round draft pick. Definitely the best running back we've seen in a long time.
Okay.
Big, fast.
Yeah. Now, can we just get back to the rules here? Blitz.
I said
you
blitz.
Agree.
I said blitz.
You agree.
Oh,
prevent. Like, no. See what I mean?
Coach me, coach.
All right.
I need a wristband.
Just want to make sure we get this thing right.
I need a wristband.
First time we're doing it this year, so,
I need
bear
a wristband.
With us. Having fun, though. Defensive. Oh, by the way, the other names creating buzz, according to Jeremy Fowler. Damian Pierce. Breece Hall on the list. Kenneth Walker III. George Pickens, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. So two Jets on this list here. Mm-hmm. All right. Defensive Rookie of the Year. Blitzer Prevent, Bart. Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions, number two pick in the draft.
Man. Prevent. So Prevent means I disagree, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Prevent. I'm going Devontae Wyatt. Man is violent. I think he's the steal of the draft for the Green Bay Packers. Remember, he fell a little bit. Remember, he put on a, everybody want to talk about what Jordan Davis did?
Yeah.
He did. He ran a 4.8.
Yes.
Just so everybody knows, he's plus 300 pounds. Yes. Now, he's not as big as Jared Davis mm-hmm. or Jordan Davis, but he's a guy that's, you know, Jordan Davis has a gas meter, right? He runs low. Check engine light comes on early. This guy has a nonstop motor. I mean, he has some character issues that made him fall, but I think with that, you know, just think on the outside, they have Zadarius, I mean, they have Preston Smith, they have Rashawn Gary. That leaves him wide open in the inside to create havoc. He's the next Aaron Donald.
Really?
Yeah, I said it. He's the next Aaron Donald.
Well, I'll tell you what. None of the executives feel like you do because he is not among the names also creating buzz outside of Hutchinson. Trayvon Walker.
Oh, why? Because he was picked first.
I mean, there's a reason for the Jaguars. Sauce Gardner, Jets. People high on him.
Got a little sauce.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the Jets got the offensive defensive player of the year? They better make it to the playoffs.
Let's just keep this thing rolling.
Okay.
Got a couple more. Comeback player of the year, Blitzer Prevent, Jameis Winston, Saints. I know what you're going to do here. Just blitz it. Let's
that.
Move on.
Blitz
it. Let's move on.
Yeah. They finally
right.
see the light.
Yes. All right. You got to the quarterback. Coach of the year, Blitzer Prevent. Now, it's two names here, so I guess there must have been a tie. Nick Sirianni or Matt LaFleur? Sirianni of the Eagles, LaFleur, of course, of the Packers.
No, because Prevent. I'm going with Brandon Staley because I think they're going to be
wow.
a surprise team, and I think they're going to win the division in the AFC West, which is a much competitive division.
So he's not going to go for it on fourth down in his own end, is what you're saying.
You want to know why? Because he can punt. Because you know why? He got Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa and J.C. Jackson out there now and Derwin James.
All right, other names, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Josh McDaniels, Dennis Allen. So, okay. Let's go last but not least, very final one here, Blitzer Prevent. Biggest breakout, Javonte Williams from the Broncos, who I know you love him.
Yeah. I can't hate on that.
Now you can't hate on it?
Blitz that. I can't hate on that blitz.
Okay. All right.
Well, you got Russ cooking now, handling the rock.
There you go.
I can't hate on that.
All right. Well, that's Blitzer Prevent. Well, that kind of worked out. 888 say ESPN.
So I realized the rule. I was in the opposite world. I was looking in the mirror. I thought it was your left. It was really the
you
right.
You were just excited. Excited by all this. But I enjoyed that a lot. If you agree or disagree with anything, any names that were mentioned, any names that should have been mentioned, give us a shout right now. We'll get to your calls.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Looks nice on ESPN Plus.
Stop raining.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ugly day in New York.
We got.
But it's rain we needed, though. Rain we needed badly. 888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Mike's in Tennessee, and Bart, he says you're overthinking things in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for me on, guys. I always enjoy calling in, but I see that division really is the most competitive division in football. I mean, the Browns are good, Bengals are good, Ravens are good, Pittsburgh's defense is phenomenal, and they've got two quarterbacks, you know, and Trubisky and Pitt that can both be game-managing quarterbacks. That's all Tomlinson ever needs as a game manager quarterback to win in that division.
Ben wasn't.
And I'll make a prediction here.
Good.
Okay, Martin, I'll make a prediction right here. The AFC West has Denver and Kansas City. I think that will get one and a wild card. I predict that the Raiders and San Diego will at least lose four games within their own division, which will make either Baltimore or Pittsburgh be the other wild card team.
Yeah, that's if you're doing the math, and thanks, Mike.
I got 2-2.
If you're doing the math, that could happen too, where that division just they kind of eat each other alive.
Yeah,
and so somebody's going to pay it, you know, pay the price for being in such a tough division, despite having a good record outside that division.
That's why I have the Chiefs, because the Chiefs
games are so critical.
So that's why I have the Chiefs missing the playoffs, because I have the Chiefs having to play.
You have what?
I have the Chiefs missing the playoffs because, and I told Mecole Hardman to his face, I had them missing the playoffs because when I look at them, they're the only team without a defense, right? Everybody else has closers, two defensive ends, great corners. You can argue that every team in that division has better receivers than Kansas City.
What?
Does every team have Patrick Mahomes, though?
But what's the difference between it's not a big discrepancy between Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson. Yeah, he's better, but it's not by a big amount, right? Derek Carr, it's not a big amount. Justin Herbert could potentially be the next Patrick Mahomes. But when you look at the difference between defenses, it's like miles apart. Right, and the last time we saw Kansas City, we saw them struggle in a shootout against the Bills where they couldn't stop them from doing anything. And they got destroyed by the Bengals.
Now, you're never afraid to go out on a limb. I understand that. I mean, you live on the limb.
We'll pull up their schedule.
We should do that next. But you are now on the record saying that the Kansas City Chiefs will not make the playoffs.
Yeah. And that the Saints and Jameis Winston could win MVP.
Back in 10 seconds.
What?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
Jeff Adams called Jacksonville Mountain Dew. He was giving out his pancake award.
That's one of my favorite segments.
Yeah, yeah. If he got pancakes, we need flapjacks.
All y'all want is more attention, bro. We're trying to give some love to some big boys who are just dispensing justice, showing people good guys win in life. Like, that's what we do, Bart. We don't need to see the villain win more.
Can't wait.
Bart and Han.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We are brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. We will get to the Dr. Pepper call-in line momentarily at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But wait till you hear, if you just, you know, we have segments that some people get, some people don't. So let's reiterate something that just happened moments ago on the show. We were just, I think, innocently discussing the AFC West, and a caller suggested that they're only going to get two teams in the playoffs because they're going to basically beat each other up.
Yep.
And you predicted that one of the teams out of that division that will not make the playoffs are
the Kansas City Chiefs. And I've been on this train for a while.
This is Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, I'm getting this right.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes. So nothing, you're not predicting something bad's going to happen to Patrick Mahomes throughout the season.
No.
It's just they're not going to make the playoffs.
The last two times that we saw the Kansas City Chiefs in that defense, you know, minus Tyrann Mathieu. Now I know they went and got Justin Reed, but he's not Tyrann Mathieu. He's a little bit more of a special player.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrann, the knack to make the big plays, and he's been a bridge guy. When you look at what happened, did you see how desperate that offense? Did you? Mahomes had to do everything to beat the Buffalo Bills in their house. I mean, Gabe Jackson went for 215 yards, and it took like the dumbest defensive call in football history for them to pull that out. Okay, then what happened the very next week? They got exposed by Macaulay Culkin himself, Joe Burrow, right? So we saw this defense, and now without Tyreek Hill taking the defense, the top off the defense, dictating coverage, now you got guys that you feel confident. If I'm in that division, AFC West, I'm like, man, listen, we don't have to travel. I don't have to use J.C. Jackson. I don't have to use Patrick Surtain. We can play these guys left and right, straight up. Because I'm not afraid of Corvette.
I just want.
I'm not worried about Valdez and Scanley.
Before I get calls, and there's people that definitely want to talk to you about this. I just want to add one thing. You did say, you know, like look what it took for Mahomes had to do it all to beat the Bills,
right?
But the key part there is he still beat the Bills.
Yeah,
but didn't want it to end. It was so good.
But he didn't beat we knew if Josh Allen would have had the ball back with 1 second, they would have lost.
Maybe not. I want to get to the Barnhart Nation, Ed in Wisconsin, hitting us up right now on the Dr. Pepper call online, because I imagine there's a lot of people that want to take you on this. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Bart? Man, you know what? Look, I love you to death, man. You got a lot of spunk. But, dude, and you're a football guy, and I can't question your football acumen. But what I can question is I just think you're hating on the Chiefs.
No.
Because even in that division, I'm 54 years old.
Yes.
I'm talking Bill Kenny, Steve DeBerg. I've been a Chief fan for all this time. And one thing I know about that division.
Yes.
We're going to beat the Raiders twice. No. And we might lose to San Diego once. Or we're going to beat the San Diego twice. We're going to lose to the Raiders once. That's how that division goes, no matter who's good, who's bad.
Not in recent years,
Want you to tell me. But no, in the recent years. Actually, you're right, because in recent years, we've just been slaughtering them all.
Yeah.
You're right about that. But now this is what I want to know. Tell me, okay, the defense did not play well last year, okay? But that game, again, that's just like you could say, you know, if dude wouldn't have been offsides, we would have won 2 Super Bowls. But, you know, it's here or there. But, you know, the reality of it is this. Kansas City Chiefs, I'm telling you, 13-4, 14-3.
Nope, not even close.
And we are, listen, I'm not even telling you we're going to win the Super Bowl. What I'm going to tell you is this. We will be in the AFC Championship.
No, you won't.
All right, I'm going to leave it there.
I'm going to call.
Because they're going to be a wild card. They're going to have to face the Buffalo Bills early, and the Buffalo Bills are going to get retribution.
You're feeling pretty strong about this, aren't you?
We're going to go through their schedule in the next hour, and you tell me that this ain't murderer's row as far as the schedule.
We're going to go through that. We certainly will do that. We have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 as well. There is lots to get into, but Bart just set us off today. Let's get into it.
Bart and Han.